He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and absolutely, of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona location. I cannot get into the studio today. It's packed up, but maybe next week. We have a lot of buttons here that we're going to push today, and I have a very cool gadget that I'm going to show you. I like this. This is called the Kodak Printer Dock, and this is the model 450W. The W, of course, stands for wireless, and we'll take a look at that in just a second. So thank you so much for tuning in. The Gadget Professor Show was heard in 172 countries all around the world, and I thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do try to answer all my email. In fact, I don't know, next week I might devote some of the show just to some of the emails that I get. I don't typically discuss the questions that I get, but it might be of interest to the general audience that we have here. So maybe next week we'll take a peek at that. And also next week, I've been trying that the Sony View, the PlayStation View app, if you will, and not using the cable. And I've had some interesting experiences with that. I'm going to give it one more week. I have another person that's testing it out, and they love it. So next week we'll give you the report on that, because a couple weeks ago we did a show mentioning that I was going to do a trial, and I'm going to give it, you know, 3-4 weeks, and then we'll get back to you next week on that. So, again, if you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you for tuning in. You could find us on any glass surface, any place that has a browser. You can go to our website, and that's pretty easy. That's www.thegadgetprofessor.com. When you're there, you can go to the right-hand corner, scroll down, and you'll see a newsletter. If you click on that, you will get the show notes, and that's something that you may want, because after every episode, I pump out the show notes via your email, and that's a synopsis of everything that we discussed, and everything's hot linked, so that's kind of good. Also, if you're really into gadgets, the Rebel Mouse page has every gadget that comes out within the hour and the website, so if you check on this page several times a day, you're going to see several new gadgets that are out there and the websites that actually reported this, so it's a very cool page. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. That would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor, and I put up all kinds of photos, and I also post the shows there. So it gives you a lot of variety and a lot of options to check out the Gadget Professor Show. All right, let's get into the gadget of the day, and it's called, as I said, the Kodak Photo Printer Dock. And interesting piece of equipment, to say the least. This is a one-touch printer, and it's going to put out only 4x6 prints. It lists for $149.90. We'll call it $150. What's nice about this is it's quick, it's easy, it's portable. You can dock your smartphone, and it doesn't matter what kind of smartphone that you have. You can have an Android system or the iOS. It works with both. It's one-touch printing, and it gives you dye sublimation prints, which are very nice prints, and we'll talk about the quality of that in a minute. But basically, you're going to take your phone, your smartphone, and you're going to connect it to the printer. It actually comes with a little adapter, so it doesn't matter whether you're on the Droid or the iOS. It comes packed with a little adapter that will take care of whatever phone system that you're on. You will load an app, and we'll take a look at that app in a second, and you're going to from the app, you're going to be allowed to go into the gallery. You can post pictures on Facebook, Instagram. You can get them from Google Photo. So it's very the app is very handy in terms of functionality, because you can access photos from a variety of places. You also have the ability through the app to edit and crop and put special effects and put little hearts and text and things like that. So it's very convenient. It also will require two things: a cartridge, which you can see here, and a photo paper. And when you buy it, I think it comes with 20 sheets, so you're able to do, maybe it's 10 sheets of film that you're going to come, it will come with the cartridge and the film in it, if you will, the sheets, the paper, when you run out. you will have to buy new cartridge and new paper. The prints cost about 46 cents a piece, depending upon where you buy it. You can buy a 100-pack. I think it's a 120-pack for, I think, like $46 or thereabout, at least on Amazon. So that's the overview. Now, what's cool about this, as I mentioned, these are dye sublimation prints, which are a lot shinier, a lot typically crisper, and they're water-resistant. So you can actually, not that you're going to, you can actually pour water over these prints and it won't hurt them. So the D22 printing technology, which is dye transfer technology, has been around for ages, probably 20 years, maybe more, maybe 30 years. But this creates a high quality dye sublimation print. The ink dries almost instantly. When that comes off the printer, you're ready to go with it. It also puts a lamination, a protective coating on the print, so these are going to last a long time. And as I said, it's water resistant and fingerprint resistant, so you can actually touch it and it's not going to pick up your fingerprints. So that's the overview. I think what we'll do is we'll start off with the app, and let me click that up for you. Okay, so let's take a look at the app. All right, now the app is pretty straightforward. You're going to download it for free on your App Store, your Google Play Store. And when you click it, this is what's going to happen. So as you can see, you can access the camera, the gallery, a video if you want, and freeze a frame from there. You can do an image search. You must connect the printer via the USB port or just the connect button. That's real important. You can see that down there. And those are the only options that you have, but those are the only options that you need. So once you get into the app, let's take a look at the gallery. So I'm going to go into my gallery, and as you can see, there's my photographs, and I can just pick the photo that I want, and now it brings it up. Now I'm able to auto size it. I'm also able through the app, I can actually go into the photo and I can edit it. It gives me a lot of choices. I can hit adjust, I can hit edit. I have collage, rotate, crop. If I go into the adjust, you get a lot of variables there. Brightness, contrast, saturation, sharp, and so on and so forth. So again, it's very adjustable, if you will. And when you get to the point where you like what it looks like, you're going to hit apply, which would be up on the top there. So that's how it works. It's pretty straightforward as far as I can tell. And you're not going to have any issues with the app, that I can guarantee you. What's nice about the app is if it's not connected to the printer, obviously it won't print, but the app will tell you that it won't print. The other thing that I will tell you is if you buy one of these, it will instantly, at least the one I got, and I just got it recently, will ask you to update the firmware. So once you load the app and connect it to the printer, and we'll take a look at that in a second, it's going to ask you to update the firmware on the printer, and it's just a click of a button. So let's take a look at how this device connects up and the pieces that go along with this Kodak 450W printer. Okay, so here's the printer. It's pretty straightforward. As I said, it's portable, and you're going to notice right here that there's a little adapter piece. This piece comes off, but I have an iPhone, so this piece just clips over, actually, the Droid micro USB adapter and makes it an iPhone lightning plug. So the phone's going to plug in there. This is your on and off switch right there, and right where my thumb is right here, this is the print button. So when you're ready to print, if you want to just print what you see, you're just going to push this button one time and it will print, or you can print from the phone. On the side, they did some neat things here. Let's take a look at that. This is an actual charger, so if you want to charge your phone or charge something else while you're doing your thing, this is for charging. Here you have a slot for a USB port, so if you want to pull things off a stick, you can also do that. That's kind of neat. This side, you're going to open, and this is where your cartridge is, your ink cartridge. So this pulls down, and you're going to see the ink cartridge is located right here. Obviously, I have it inserted, but this is going to pull down and pull out. And as I said, every so often, you're going to have to replace this, but it's pretty straightforward. It only goes in one way. You just slide it in, put the door up, and that's it. So once that cartridge is in, I think you're good for 20 prints. I'm not sure of that, but you'll know when you run out. It will probably warn you. And then on the back, you're going to see the jack for the power, and it comes with its own power pack. So it's just going to plug in like so, and that's it. Now, this is the back side of the printer, obviously, or maybe it's not that obvious, but you need to leave room. You can't put this printer up against the wall, because what's happening when you actually print, this is going to slide from the front to the back, so you're actually going to see the paper go out the back, because it has three or four passes to print. So you'll see that, but again, don't back this up against the wall or whatever, because you'll block the paper, and that won't be good. The paper is pretty self-explanatory. It comes in a pack, cellophane pack. You'll open the pack up, and essentially this opens up. You're always going to put the shiny side up, and you're just going to close it down, and that's pretty much it. You will notice on the prints, and we'll do a close, I can do a close up here. This is one of the prints that I printed. There's little tabs here, and you're going to fold that back, so it's built right into the paper. Now you notice I'm touching the print, and there's absolutely no fingerprints, so these tabs are going to basically just pull off like so, and that's the print that you're up against. Now, you can't judge the quality of the print through the camera here, but let me tell you, this is a decent print, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second or two. So now we have the paper loaded into the tray, and we're just going to snap this in place to the printer. So here's how we do that. This is going to open up, and literally there's only one way that can go, and that's it. That's what you're left with. Now remember, this paper is going to feed in this way and out the back here, so I got to get rid of this box. Otherwise, the paper will hit up against that, or if you have it against the wall, it won't be good. Okay, to turn the printer on is pretty straightforward. You're going to push the button down and release. You can kind of see that lighting up, and it's going to make a crazy noise. It's going to sound like all the gears are crunching together, but that's not the case. I don't know if you can hear that, probably not, but you'll notice it's flashing, it's making a cuckoo noise, and it will blink, and when it's ready in a second or two, this light will go solid, and that means we're ready to print. Okay, the light's solid, now we're ready to print. So let's connect the phone to the printer and take a peek at what happens. Here's my iPhone, and I am going to just connect it like so. It goes in very easily. That's connected. My phone buzzes, so I have it on silent because I'm recording and I know that it's connected. I'm going to go into the app right now, and my Kodak app comes up. I think you can see that. I know it's slanted. Let me raise this up a little bit for you. Okay, so you could see the app. You're familiar with it because I just introduced you to it. And now I'm going to go into the gallery. And I'm going to pick a photograph. It says click to edit. I don't need to edit it. I'm just going to auto size it. So it's auto sized. I don't need to edit this. And now I'm just going to print it. So I just click print. So you can see this light's blinking on and off. It's transferring the data from the phone into the printer. It says processing, and in a couple seconds this will actually start to print. Don't turn the machine off, don't pull your phone out, just wait until that print's done. It's actually starting to buzz and make that clicking sound again, that grinding gear sound, but it's okay. And this is going to start to print, and if you can see in the back, you'll see that paper sliding in. So there's your first pass, and you can see it doesn't look too cool right now. Okay, here comes pass two. I could see the image, and again, it looks horrible, but don't worry. This is going to go back and forth. It's going to go for its third pass. Here it comes again. And now it's starting to look a lot better, and it's going to do one more pass to put its last layer of color on the print. Here it comes. Alright, this will be the last one coming out now, and my print will be done, and I can immediately pick it up and take a peek at it. So there's the print, and it will spit it out, and essentially you're done. There it is. I'm going to pull the tabs off. And the tabs are there really for the printer to grip, but there's the tabs ripped off, and there's your print. And I got to tell you, it's really colorful. It's a great print, and it looks fabulous. I can touch it. I can spill water on it, and I have a 4x6 print. Now, I will tell you that this printer is much better than the ones we reviewed, I don't know, several weeks ago that use that zinc paper. No comparison in the quality. This is a high-quality print, no question about it, equivalent to what you'd get from the store. Now, granted, this comes out at about 46 cents a print. It's not cheap, but that said, if you want something that's portable, if you're on vacation, or if you want your pictures quickly, this is a great little device. I'm very pleased with it. Is it a you know, a high quality professional print? Not really, but is it good enough to put in a frame and hang up? Is it blurry, fuzzy, or grainy? Not at all. Now, speaking of grain, and again, you can't tell because I'm going through, you know, different types of studio lighting here, and there's reflections, but trust me, the color is great. The focus is great. It's a very nice print. The little girl has a donut there, and you can see all the sprinkles on it, and the colors are very vibrant. It's a very good print. There's no question about it. Two things you want to watch out for. One, you want to make sure that you've cropped the photo correctly, that it's in the frame, and that takes a little bit of practice. So you might blow through two or three prints till you get the hang of it and know exactly where the sizing is. This is off just a tad. I probably should have moved this over to the left. I don't know if you can see, but this corner is a little bit longer than the other side, and I should have centered it better, but I didn't. It's still usable. It's not a big deal. But if you want perfection, you're going to have to fiddle with that editing feature to make sure that it's sized correctly. And you do get an outline on the app, so it's definitely doable. I just didn't take the time to do it. The other thing that I'll tell you that's kind of interesting is that if you've done any special effects, to your photograph, if you use any kind of filter or whatever, you really can't edit it. And this print had a lot of special effects in it. After I shot the original photo, and I printed it out, and it printed it out fine. However, this is definitely grainy, but the filters that I used were somewhat grainy. So, you know, what you see is what you get. So keep that in mind. If you've already used the filter, and this goes for any photographic app, if you've already used the filter on it, and you go to print it inside a Kodak app or any app, you're not going to be able to do too many more adjustments to the light, to the contrast, to the color. It's pretty much a done deal. So keep that in mind. All right. Now, where can you get this? Well, that's pretty easy. If you go to Amazon, this sells for $140, and you know, I think the price is okay. I don't think that it's a great buy, but again, if you want the portability, they don't discount these pretty much at all, so it's going to cost you about $140. I like it. I shoot a lot of prints. I shoot a lot. I like to have things convenient. I like to print out things. And if you're traveling or on vacation and you want to give your mother or whoever it is a print, this is the way to do it. There's no question about it. And in general, I'm very happy with it. I think it's great. And what you want to do is buy that 120 pack with the cartridge built into it, because you're going to go through paper. I guarantee you that. So that is the app. That's the app of the day. All right, let's get into some real apps for your phone, for Windows, for whatever it may be. And I got a lot of them today, so I'm going to talk fast. And let's get into it right now. All right, here we go. This app is called VLC Media Player. I get asked once a week, what's the best media player out there that's free? Well, folks, this is it. This is called VLC Media Player. This will play anything. They update it constantly. It's totally free, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find a file, a video file, or any MP3 or audio file that this won't play really well on. So check that out. Yes, it's okay for pretty much any platform, at Windows, Linux, Mac, Unix, iOS, Android. I have this on my Windows machine. I have it on my Mac. I have it on my Droid phone that I don't use often, and I have it on my my Apple phone. It works great. It just works great. So VLC Media Player. All right. This is a great app. I get asked all the times, how can I make a ringtone? How can I make a ringtone? But I don't want to spend any money. Well, that's why you watch The Gadget Professor. This is called Muse Tips. This is a free ring maker. It's for Windows, but if you download this, you can actually go to any song that you have on iTunes or on your computer or whatever. Click a button. And boom, it's going to make a ringtone, and you actually can edit the length of the ringtone, the volume. You could fade it in, you could fade it out, and you can save it back to your computer as a ringtone and then just send it up to your iPhone. You could email it to yourself if you want, or your Android. It doesn't really matter. And a great little nice app. All right. This one is very interesting. I have this on all my machines. It's called WizMouse, and it's a very small applet that you can load, again, for Windows, and it makes that pinwheel that's on your mouse really work, and you'll be able to assign that to do whatever you want, and it gives you a lot of options that you normally wouldn't have. A free app, a great utility app. Again, you might want to check it out. Load it. If you don't like, you can always unload it. All right, let's stop. This is a cool app. It's totally free. You can always download it, and if you don't like it, you can unload it, but it's a pretty decent app. All right, this one I love. This one I really love. It's called Auto Hotkey. Totally free for Windows. Again, we'll get to some iPhone apps in a second, but this is really nice. It's called Auto Hotkey. It's free, it's open source, it's used for Windows, but it's going to allow you to do things to create macros. So I frequently have to put my name and my address on my emails, and I get sick of typing it. So now all I do is I use this Auto Hotkey, and I click Control A plus, and that automatically, wherever I have the cursor, dumps my address, my name, my address, phone number, everything that I want, all my contact information, with just a click of that Alt plus A key, and boom, it just sticks it in there. I could assign that to do whatever I want, and that's where the Auto Hotkey app comes in. Anything that you do, it can start Photoshop for you, it can bring up Word, it can do a multiple things, and very simple to use. I would suggest, if you're going to download this, they have an excellent tutorial right here, and it tells you pretty much how to use it and everything that it will do, how to create a script, and this is really good. It's a great exercise for someone to learn very, very basic coding. The instruction guidebook for this Auto Hotkey is excellent. It's really well done, so definitely check that out. I found a lot of uses for this Auto Hotkey, and you can use as many combinations of keys, so it's not like you're locked into one. You have unlimited choices to make whatever macros that you decide you want to make. So check that out. Now, here's an app that I love. I just loaded it maybe 2 days ago. I love this thing. It's called Video Story Pro. And let's take a quick peek at that. This is what it is. Excuse me. This is on iTunes. I believe it's okay for the Android operating system also. What this will do is it will take your videos, your photos, and it will actually make a slideshow. So Pro Slideshow Video Maker is for Instagram. It's by a company called Bits and Coffee, and it's really cool. You can create beautiful and engaging slideshows from your memories, favorite music. It's custom built for sharing this video or photo video when you're done. It's been updated for iPhone 6. Its interface is really easy, and basically you're going to pick off what it is that you want, combination of video, photos, or all photos, all videos, and it will make a great storyboard, and you can stick music on it and save it, and boom, send it away. It's very, very nice. Right now, at the moment, it's free. I can't guarantee it will be free for a long time, but this is great, and if you're doing social networking, this is even greater because you can pretty much send this wherever you want. Excellent app, nice interface. Definitely check this out. It's called Video Story Pro. Now, this next app I really think is a great app. It's called VoiceCam for the Blind. So if you know anybody that's blind or sight impaired, this VoiceCam app is for the blind. It reads in real-time English words detected by the camera. The app also has voice guidance useful to know position and text relative to your camera. You can enable or disable the guide, the voice guidance. You can turn it on or turn it off with the click of a button, and you can make that button wherever you want it. And it works really well. You can read more about this. Right now, I believe it's only on the iPhone, or I'm not sure that I didn't check it if it was for the Droid. It costs $2, but I think you'll find it very useful. It gets 3 stars for the most part in overall detail. It's not widely known that this is available, and there's a great video. If you're interested, you can watch it. I'm not going to run it now and take time from the show, but if you know anybody that's sight impaired or blind, this may be a good option for people to use, and I love these apps. I wish there were more of these type. I really like that. And then last but not least, this one is excellent. Did you ever try to take a selfie and you're trying to push the button or pause everybody and click it and it, someone moves and it's blurry, blah, blah, blah? Well, this is called PhotoBot. This PhotoBot app is really cool. What it will do is it will take photographs every second or every 2 seconds or every 5 seconds or pretty much whatever you set it to. And you don't have to click any button. So it works really well. And it will work on the front camera or the back camera. Very cool app. It's free at the moment, and it just works. So you can be in front of the camera or back of the camera, and it will just keep clicking away, and you're able to schedule the clicks every second, every 5 seconds, whatever. And you can click it for 10 minutes or an hour if you want to do that. Probably good for some time-lapse stuff. I would imagine if this thing is constantly clicking, you better make sure you have enough storage room for the photos. And also, you want to make sure that the battery is up. But it's primarily used to take automated selfies. And that is going to wrap it up for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.